Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace. Describe a time when you had to work on a tight deadline. Working under pressure is a common experience in today's fast-paced world. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I'll guide you through answering questions about working on tight deadlines, providing sample answers and key strategies to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about deadlines and time management. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. How do you usually manage your time when you have a deadline? Band 6-7 answer. I try to plan my tasks and break them down into smaller parts. I make a to-do list and prioritize the most important things. Sometimes I use a timer to stay focused. Band 8-9 answer. I employ a multifaceted approach to time management when facing deadlines. Firstly, I meticulously plan my tasks, breaking them down into manageable chunks. I then prioritize these tasks based on urgency and importance, often utilizing the Eisenhower matrix. To maintain focus, I implement the Pomodoro technique, working in concentrated 25-minute blocks followed by short breaks. Q. Do you think deadlines are necessary? Why or why not? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think deadlines are important. They help us finish tasks on time and keep us motivated. Without deadlines, people might procrastinate too much. Band 8-9 answer. I firmly believe that deadlines are indispensable in both professional and personal contexts. They serve as catalysts for productivity and help mitigate procrastination. Deadlines also foster a sense of accountability and enable efficient resource allocation. However, it's crucial to set realistic timeframes to avoid undue stress and maintain quality output. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Now let's focus on a sample cue card related to working on a tight deadline. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to work on a tight deadline. You should say what the task was, why the deadline was tight, how you managed to complete the task, how you felt about working under pressure. Band 6-7, sample answer. I remember a time when I had to finish a big project for my university course. It was a group assignment about environmental issues, and we had to make a presentation and write a report. The deadline was tight because one of our team members got sick and couldn't help much. We only had 3 days to finish everything, which was really stressful. To manage the task, we divided the work among the remaining members. I focused on research and writing the report, while my other teammates worked on the presentation slides. We worked really hard, often staying up late to get things done. We used online tools to share our progress and communicate quickly. It was challenging, but we managed to submit the project on time. Working under pressure was quite stressful, but it also felt exciting. I learned a lot about teamwork and time management. In the end, I felt proud that we could finish such a big task in such a short time. Band 8-9, sample answer. I'd like to recount an instance when I faced an exceptionally tight deadline during my final year at university. The task at hand was a comprehensive research paper on sustainable urban development, which was a crucial component of our course assessment. The deadline became particularly pressing due to an unforeseen circumstance. Our professor had to bring the submission date forward by a week due to an impending academic conference. This left us with merely 5 days to complete a paper that would typically require at least 2 weeks of dedicated work. To tackle this challenge, I employed a multi-pronged strategy. Firstly, I meticulously planned my approach, creating a detailed schedule that allocated specific time slots for research, writing, and editing. I prioritized the most critical sections of the paper and focused on those first. To maximize productivity, I implemented the Pomodoro technique, working in focused 25-minute intervals followed by short breaks. I also leveraged technology to streamline my research process, utilizing advanced search techniques and citation management tools. To ensure the quality of my work despite the time constraint, I sought feedback from peers on key sections of the paper, allowing for rapid iterations and improvements. Working under such intense pressure was undoubtedly stressful, but it also proved to be an incredibly enlightening experience. The adrenaline rush kept me hyper-focused, and I discovered reserves of productivity I didn't know I possessed. While the process was challenging, successfully submitting a high-quality paper within the tight deadline gave me an immense sense of accomplishment and boosted my confidence in my ability to perform under pressure. This experience taught me valuable lessons about time management, the importance of adaptability, and the power of focused work. It also reinforced my belief in the adage that pressure makes diamonds, as the constraints pushed me to produce some of my best academic work. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to deadlines? Band 6-7 answer. After this experience, I started planning my work better. I now try to start tasks earlier and break them into smaller parts. I also learned the importance of asking for help when needed. Band 8-9 answer. This experience was a watershed moment in my approach to deadlines. It catalyzed a paradigm shift in my time management strategies. I now proactively anticipate potential obstacles and build buffer time into my schedules. Moreover, I've honed my ability to rapidly prioritize tasks and identify critical paths in complex projects. This experience also underscored the importance of maintaining composure under pressure, a skill I've since actively cultivated. Do you think working under pressure always leads to better results? Band 6-7 answer. Not always. Sometimes pressure can make us work harder and faster, but it can also lead to mistakes. It depends on the person and the situation. Band 8-9 answer. The relationship between pressure and performance is nuanced and multifaceted. While pressure can certainly catalyze heightened focus and productivity in some instances, it's not a universal panacea for improved results. The Yerkes-Dodson law in psychology suggests that there's an optimal level of arousal for peak performance, beyond which additional pressure becomes detrimental. Chronic or excessive pressure can lead to burnout, decreased creativity, and compromised decision-making. The key lies in cultivating resilience and developing strategies to harness pressure productively while mitigating its potential negative effects. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. How do you think technology has affected the way people manage deadlines? Band 6-7 answer. Technology has made it easier to manage deadlines. We have apps and tools that help us organize our tasks and remind us of due dates. We can also work from anywhere, which gives us more flexibility. However, technology can also be distracting sometimes. Band 8-9 answer. Technology has revolutionized deadline management in multifaceted ways. On one hand, it has provided us with sophisticated project management tools and productivity apps that enable real-time collaboration, automated reminders, and detailed progress tracking. This has significantly enhanced our ability to optimize workflows and meet complex deadlines. Moreover, cloud computing and mobile technology have blurred the boundaries between work and personal time, allowing for greater flexibility but also potentially leading to always-on work cultures. This double-edged sword of connectivity can either alleviate or exacerbate deadline pressure, depending on how it's managed. However, technology also presents challenges. The constant influx of notifications and the ease of access to distractions can fragment our attention, potentially hindering deep work necessary for meeting deadlines. Additionally, the acceleration of work pace enabled by technology has in some industries led to expectations of quicker turnarounds, effectively tightening deadlines. Ultimately, while technology provides powerful tools for deadline management, its effective use requires digital literacy and intentional strategies to harness its benefits while mitigating its potential drawbacks. Q. Do you think the ability to work well under pressure is an important skill in today's job market? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think it's very important. Many jobs today involve tight deadlines and unexpected challenges. People who can stay calm and work well under pressure are valuable to employers. It shows they can handle difficult situations. Band 8-9. Answer. The ability to work effectively under pressure has become an increasingly critical competency in today's dynamic and competitive job market. This skill transcends industries and is valued across various professional domains. In our rapidly evolving global economy, businesses often face unpredictable challenges and tight market windows. Employees who can maintain composure and productivity under pressure are instrumental in navigating these demands. This ability often translates to enhanced problem-solving skills, adaptability, and resilience, all highly prized attributes in the modern workplace. Moreover, the rise of agile methodologies in project management has led to shorter work cycles and more frequent deadlines, further emphasizing the need for pressure tolerance. In startups and innovative sectors, the ability to thrive in high-stakes, fast-paced environments is often a prerequisite for success. However, it's crucial to differentiate between healthy pressure and chronic stress. While the former can drive innovation and peak performance, the latter can lead to burnout and decreased productivity. Thus, the most valuable skill is not just working under pressure, but effectively managing and channeling that pressure. Organizations are increasingly recognizing this, leading to a growing emphasis on emotional intelligence and stress management in professional development programs. The ideal candidate in today's job market is one who can navigate pressure constructively, using it as a catalyst for growth rather than a source of paralysis. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Meticulously plan, adverb, to plan very carefully and precisely. Example, I meticulously planned my study schedule to ensure I covered all topics before the exam. Prioritize, prior adverb, to arrange items to be dealt with in order of importance. Example, when facing multiple deadlines, it's crucial to prioritize tasks effectively. Mitigate, verb, to make less severe, serious, or painful. Example, proper planning can help mitigate the stress associated with tight deadlines. Catalyze, verb, to cause or accelerate a reaction. Example, the impending deadline catalyzed our team's productivity. Leverage, verb, to use something to maximum advantage. Example, we leverage technology to streamline our workflow and meet the deadline. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, working under extreme pressure caused a paradigm shift in my time management strategies. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing tight deadlines, practice describing past experiences in detail, focusing on your actions, feelings, and lessons learned. Develop a range of advanced vocabulary related to time management and work pressure. Be prepared to discuss the broader implications of deadlines and pressure in modern society. Use a variety of complex sentence structures to demonstrate linguistic flexibility. Aim for fluency while maintaining accuracy in your speech. Show your ability to analyze situations from multiple perspectives, especially in Part 3. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Demonstrate your language skills while providing thoughtful and relevant responses. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to solve a problem or learn about managing challenging projects.